I'm back. Last week, I introduced this year's stewardship campaign, A Journey of the Heart. We talked about this year's approach. We talked about this year's approach and that it's going to be different. We'll tell our stories. We'll talk all about what stewardship can encompass, not just financial support of the church, but the caretaking of creation and our natural resources, the sharing of our gifts and talents, the sharing of the gospel, the caretaking of people, and yes, money. We're going to think about who we are as a church body, what is important to us, and we're going to get uncomfortable. So today begins the story phase. For the next several weeks, we will hear from different generations of our church with much different faith journeys, with different views of stewardship. I was volunteered to go first, so I'm going to approach this like pulling off a Band-Aid, and hopefully we can still make eye contact when I'm finished. My first memories of church are attending a small apostolic church with my maternal grandmother. I remember three things: watching her braid her waist-length hair on Sunday mornings and wrap it around her head. And I remember walking to church with her. And I remember prayer time, when the congregation would go up front and speak in tongues, which confused and frightened me. I remember no discussion of money. My family moved to Johnson City, where my brothers and I attended the First Baptist Church with our paternal grandparents. My grandmother would hand us a little gold offering envelope as we walked out the door. I knew that my grandpa and my uncle counted money after church every Sunday before we could go to lunch. And I knew that some of the money we gave went to a woman named Lottie Moon, and that she was a missionary. I didn't know who that was, where that was, or what that meant. My family moved to St. Louis, where I went to high school. We did not go to church, except when we visited my grandparents. I would teach vacation Bible school in the summers. We moved to Jersey the summer that I graduated from high school, and I immediately entered my agnostic phase, which lasted through college right up to the day I got engaged, several years later. And then it didn't occur to me not to get married in the church. So the closest church to my apartment was Presbyterian. So I got married, we joined the church, and then we moved to the Jersey Shore, went to church occasionally, and then I got pregnant. Max was born the summer of 88, and it suddenly became very important to me that my children were raised in church. So I joined a Presbyterian church in town, started teaching Sunday school, and eventually ran the Christian Ed program. It was about that time that money became an issue. The church had gone through a building campaign and had completed a beautiful Christian Ed building with a kitchen and classrooms and a stage. We had 135 kids in that Christian Ed program. There was no adult Sunday school. There were two services. So typically, the parents would drop the kids off at Sunday school, and then they'd either go to church or to the grocery store, and then they'd go home. Many of the kids had never met the minister. Wouldn't know him if he walked in the room. I felt the new building had turned into a golden calf, where the kids weren't allowed in certain rooms. I became very resentful, argued with session frequently, imagine that. And the more the church asked for money, the more resentful I became. At the same time, my marriage was falling apart and eventually ended in divorce. I went through some desperate times, and I could not control, I could not fix alone. Problems that were so big, I had to accept that I needed help, and I had no choice but to give them to God. For me, it was an actual visceral epiphany when I had to admit that I was not in control. I've realized since then that the church was not the source of my resentment in so much as my life in general, which was full of unhappiness and resentment, and I blamed on everything but the real source. But after my divorce, I moved here with my three boys, and we found this place. And from the first time I walked in, I knew that this church was special. And our family was gathered in, supported, and loved during a very stressful time of transition. I have never doubted the heart of this place. I now know what it feels like to joyfully support a church with your time and your talent, and yes, with your money. I can't write a check for a roof or a furnace, but it is a joy for me to buy things for Sunday school, support Marian Medical Mission, and put a check in the offering plate. It is a blessing, and it has truly been a journey of the heart.